Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Cascade County Sheriff says the idea of renting out jail space to generate income has become an increasingly important part of his department's budget, so much so that it now accounts for double the amount of money it costs to operate the detention facility every year. Chris Cards takes an in-depth look at the policy.
Private businesses operate jails across the United States. States like New Mexico rely heavily on privately operated jails. Private jails exist because jails are expensive to run, and private sector operators argue they can run them more cheaply while also generating profit. Core Civic operates a private jail in Shelby, Montana, that holds state inmates and bills on a per-bed basis. Core Civic is a nationwide corporation. The Cascade County Sheriff's Office operates its jail using a revenue-based model. $4 million in tax revenue goes toward the jail annually, but the jail costs over $13 million per year to run. The sheriff's office must generate $9 million in revenue to meet its budget. It does this by selling bed space to the United States Marshal Service, the state of Montana, and ICE. A Conair flight operates out of the area, and there is a federal courthouse nearby, which makes the facility attractive to those agencies. Arresting people costs the sheriff's office money, which means higher arrest numbers hurt the budget rather than help it. The jail currently has staffing shortages. The revenue-based model cannot be scaled down during difficult periods the way a fully tax-funded jail could be. Reducing the inmate population to address staffing shortages would push the budget further into deficit. Sheriff Slaughter stated he is personally liable for the budget if it goes into the red. In Great Falls, for the Montana State News Network, I'm Chris Cards.
This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.